Yeah, Duffy's cabin had a relationship with the man that's making Duffy on me. Yeah, Duffy.
My business?
Yeah, it's looking up. Hey. What else can it do? It's flat on its back.
Well, what am I doing? Oh, I'm cleaning up the place. Yeah, just put the broom back in the closet. Well, somebody left it standing out by the phone booth and it was starting to collect dust. Another thing, Duffy, I just inspected the free lunch and I saw something in the Swiss cheese. Yeah. I think it saw me, too. That's right, the Swiss cheese. What are we going to do about it? Wait till it starts to yodel and put on a cover chart, huh? Hey, Duffy, that's very funny. We'll do it. Yeah. Am I what? Oh, sure, I'm still in love. Uh-huh, with that society girl. Yep, ever since I met her, I ain't been able to sleep a wink all day. That's right. Real society? Well, of course, I hope to tell you. Duffy, you've heard of Who's Who? This dame is in Whom's Whom. Yeah, well, she's coming down here tonight, and don't be surprised if one of these days I am also a member of the 400. If I get in, I'll mark it down to 398. What's the use of talking to you? Go soak your head, rabble. Eddie.
Yes, in the dust.
Eddie, I'd like to be a little on team tonight. Please have the table in the back room set for two.
Two what?
Two people, of course. What'd you think I was talking about? Octopi?
In this place, one has to make certain, you know. Who are you going to be on team with?
My fiancée, Phoebe, that I expect to marry. You know, the one with the $2 million. Tomato, I met at the polo matches. I told you about her, Eddie.
Yeah, well, wet me here with it then, Daddy. I just like fairy stories.
How can you louse that like that? There's nothing to tell, Eddie. It was just a plain case of love at first sight, you know. It happened to a million dames the first time they lay eyes on me. Sounds conceited, don't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way I am.
Hey, tell me, you sure this gal has got money?
Well, of course she's got money. I'm in love with her, ain't I? The dame is really loaded, Eddie. I was up to her house the other day. One of them real society estates, you know. As you walk up the lawn, those great dames come out and bark at you with a broad A. Oh, what a layout, Eddie. I get up to the front door, see? So the butler says, I'll have to announce you, sir. So he calls up the drawing room, long distance, and he tells them that I'm there.
You must have been quite a surprise to her family.
The family wasn't there. Her mother and father were spending the weekend over in the West Wing. Well, anyways, to make a long story short, you see, the butler comes up and jabs me with a hat pin.
Butler jabs you with a hat pin?
That's what they do in them society places, to see if your blood comes out blue. If it don't, they throw you out.
And you got in?
I got a break. He happened to jab me in the fountain pen. But what a dish that baby is, though, Eddie. Where'd you see it tonight?
Yeah, what's he going to do when she gets there? Tell her you own this place?
Nope.
You going to tell about your yacht?
Nope.
You going to tell about your polo pony?
Nope.
You're going to look kind of stupid just standing there, ain't you?
Nope, Betty. I'm going to tell her the truth.
Oh, that's bad.
Yep, for once in my life, I'm going to lay me cards right out on the table. After all, lots of people have told the truth and got away with it.
You've had so little experience. Hey, tell me this. Have you thought up any good truth to tell us?
Well, I think I'll start off by confessing that I'm poor but honest. You know, I want us to know me as I really am.
Ain't you throwing caution to the wind?
Look, Eddie, maybe I ain't got $1 million, and maybe I ain't got blue blood.
You ain't got $1 million, and you ain't got no blood.
But I got other things, Eddie.
What?
Well, can you deny that I'm handsome? Can you deny that I am intelligent? Eddie, at least you can deny that I'm charming. Your silence has all the earmarks of a dirty remark, and if there's anything I hate, it's dirty earmarks.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, hi, Finnegan. Hey, what happened to you? You look so thin.
Well, my mother just put me on a diet.
A diet?
Yeah, she made me stop biting my fingernails.
Well, she shouldn't have done that, Finnegan. What are you going to do for vitamins?
Well, I still got me toenails.
Well, yeah, but how much nourishment is there in 11 toenails?
Well, as long as I'm healthy.
Yeah, that's right. Finnegan, did I tell you that I'm getting married?
Yeah, you told me, and I still can't understand it. Why do you want to get married?
Why? It's a natural thing, Finnegan. Why does any healthy, normal young man want to get married? So he can quit work.
Yes, but it's society time. You ain't gonna like that life. Arch, I went to one of them society dinners once, and that food they give you, nothing but little crackers with sardines on it.
Finnegan, them was the hors d'oeuvres.
No fooling, they tasted just like sardines. Well, anyway, the next thing they shave is finger bowls.
Finger bowls, huh?
Yeah, did you ever eat them, Arch?
No, I don't think I have. What's in them?
Fingers.
And you didn't like them, huh?
Nah, I had too many bones in them.
Finnegan, does this conversation strike you as being a little weird?
No, I think it's quite normal.
Okay, then let's continue it.
As I was saying...
Did you ever happen to get to a society dinner in the first place?
Oh, well, you see, this Park Avenue dame invited me. And, Arch, I ain't there 10 minutes when she takes me over in the corner and she says, Clifton, now that we're alone, what would you like to do for amusement?
Sounds very interesting. What happened?
Well, you know how it is, Arch. One thing led to another, and the first thing you know, we was playing checkers. Was she a stupid dame?
Stupid, huh?
Yeah. And there we was, all alone, just her and me, sitting on the couch.
Playing checkers.
And what else? And all of a sudden, she leans over and puts the lights out.
What was stupid about that?
In the middle of a checker game? I could have cheated like the Dickens.
Look, Finnegan, maybe I ought to explain a few facts to you. You see, the reason the girl turned the lights off was because, well, after all, she was a woman and you are a... Maybe she was just cutting down on a light bill. But I can't... I still can't understand why the dame invited you.
Yeah, I can't either, Arch. She was all so silly going out on that fox hunt and everything.
A fox hunt?
Yeah. Everybody decided to put on red suits and go to the dogs.
Go to the dogs. Finnegan, you mean ride on the hounds.
What's the difference how you get there? Well, it sure was exciting, Arch. They all got on horses and turned loose a pack of dogs.
Yeah?
And then some guy blew a horn, and they chased me all over the woods. Boy, did I get tired.
Wait a minute. They chased you all over the woods? What's the matter? Didn't them people have no brains?
They had brains, all right. They just didn't have a fox.
Oh, now I know why they invited you.
Yeah.
Hello, Archie. Oh, hello, Miss Duffy.
Well, where is she?
Who?
That silly society girl you're going to marry.
Silly society girl? Look what's calling the kettle. Miss Duffy. That society girl happens to be very intelligent and quite fond of me.
Well, make up your mind. She can't be both.
What's the matter? You jealous because she ain't crummy like you and the rest of your friends and the 10 jolly girls they see?
And, what's wrong with my crummy girlfriends?
What's wrong? Shall I take them as a group or one fat slob at a time?
Listen, Archie. The only one that's really fat is Emma Fessa. And it ain't her fault. It runs in her family.
Yeah, well, it's the only thing that does. Everything else waddles. No, Miss Duffy. The dame I marry has to have a little class.
Class? Well, then, what about Katrinka Yarbus?
I'm laughing.
Archie, Katrinka is a very intelligent girl and very cultured. She speaks Polish fluently.
But she can't talk English. And that family of hers.
It's a very fine family.
With the old man sitting at the breakfast table in his underwear. I never wore a shirt in his life.
That's a fine way to talk about the poor man after he passed away.
That's right. 3 days after he passed away, the undertaker was still fighting him to get his shirt on.
Look who's talking.
What are you talking?
What is Miss Park Avenue going to say when she finds out your grandmother was a steeplejack? Or are you going to keep that a secret?
I'm not going to keep nothing a secret. I'm going to put my cards on the table with her. I'm going to tell her everything about myself.
You mean you're going to be honest for a change?
Miss Duffy, I'd hardly call $2 million change. Eddie, get me the society page, will you? I want to see if Harry Crocker mentions me.
Okay.
Good evening, Archie, me boy.
Well, Officer Clancy, glad to see you.
There's a nip in the air tonight.
Uh-huh.
A man needs something to warm him up on a night like this.
Uh-huh. What's new, Clancy?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just on my way home. Oh, say, that reminds me. The little woman wanted me to pick up some bread, and I can't remember what kind. Let me see. Was it white bread? No. Whole wheat? No. Pumpernickel? No.
Rye?
Thanks. I don't mind if I do.
That again.
By the way, Archie, congratulations. I understand you're getting married.
Yeah, thanks, Clancy. Hey, you're an old married man. Tell me, do you ever have any regrets?
Regrets? Archie, me boy, I've been married to Mrs. Clancy for 25 years. And my only regret is I didn't marry her 50 years ago.
Really?
Yep. By now, one of us might be dead.
Hey, y'all, Mr. Archer. Yeah, that's society calling.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. I just want to see what me social set is doing here. See, what Park Avenue society girl is going to visit what well-known playboy on his 200-foot yacht the next Saturday? How do you like that, fellas? They got me name in the papers already.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Archie. That could be J.P. Morgan's yacht.
Clancy, his is only 180 feet.
The man is a maniac. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, you and your big feet, get out of here. Step on everything around here. Now, let me see what else is here. Lord Beaverstream, noted big game hunter, accompanied by Lady Beaverstream, has just arrived from England and turned to next page.
I'll turn the page.
Wait a minute. That must be Phoebe now, Eddie.
Yeah, well, don't forget, Miss Arthur. You're going to tell her the truth.
Right, and if she don't like it, I'll cover it up with another truth. Thanks for reminding me, Eddie.
Hello, Archie.
Well, Phoebe, it jollifies me amazingly to see you again.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, again. I'm glad Pater didn't hear me say that.
Pater?
Yes, she was such a bug on grammar. She'd blow a top if I split one tiny little plot epistle. But enough about Pater, Phoebe. Tell me, what do you think of our little bistro here?
Very quaint. Such odd decorations.
Yes.
Who made those cobwebs for you?
We have a little spider that comes to the house. Yes, pedigreed, of course.
Archie, do you work in this place?
Well, heavens, one has to.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, one has to work in one place if one owns one. Don't one? Sorry, Duffy. Look, baby. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to lay me cards on the table.
The man said he's going to lay his cards on the table.
What would you like to know about me, Phoebe?
Well, you told me you were a very rich playboy. Was that the truth?
Well, Phoebe, it's this way. What I mean is, you want the truth, don't you?
Yes, sir. The truth.
I am a very rich playboy.
Oh, who shuffled them cards?
But why would a wealthy playboy own a place like this?
Well, I really don't own it. I just sold it for $500,000.
There's a joker.
Wait. You see, Phoebe, this tavern was just a hobby to keep me mind occupied. You know, one gets so bored being bored.
For a horrible moment, I was afraid you worked here.
Oh, how simply ridiculous. Me work in a place like this?
Now he's being honest.
Cut it out, Eddie.
I'm sorry, playboy.
Archie, have you still got the $500,000?
Please, leave us not talk about money, Phoebe. It's so vulgar. As a matter of fact, at home, us children was forbid. We was forbidden to use the word money. And the mere mention of the word and mater would fly into a transom.
Well, what did your family use to pay the tradespeople with?
IOUs. No, money never meant nothing to Mom and Pop. All they cared about was stuff like ancestry. You know.
Ancestry?
Oh, sure. Our family was full of it.
Well, I'd like to hear about your ancestors. They sound interesting.
Oh, they wasn't much. Just immigrants came over on some little boat called the Mayflower. They left England to escape prosecution. So, then they settled down in a little plantation in Virginia, just a few thousand acres.
What did they raise?
Boll weevils. Yeah. Had a pretty tough time of it, too. They had to fight that cotton every inch of the way. Then they finally got a few dollars together, but as I say, money meant nothing to them. All they cared about was family, you know. They was what was known in the South as proud white trash.
Archie, why haven't you told me all this before?
Well, I didn't think you'd be interested in my ancestor tree.
Well, I certainly am. I'd like to meet them.
You would? I'm sorry, they're all dead.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, they died off, you know. One of them royal blood hereditary diseases, you know, ran in our family. What they call the Bourbon curse.
Then you're all alone in this world?
Yep, all alone, except for an aunt and an uncle. You may have heard of them. Their names was in the paper today. Lord and Lady Beaverstream.
Oh, the Beaverstreams. Are they blood relatives of yours?
Oh, yes. In fact, the bloodiest.
Well, I'd like to meet them.
You'd like to meet... Yeah. Well, look, now, I ain't met your family. I'm taking just as much of a chance as you are.
Archie, I insist.
But, Phoebe, now, look...
We'll have them for dinner tonight. I think it would be nice if my relatives met your relatives.
Case of the in-laws meeting the outlaws.
Now, look, Phoebe.
Archie... Do I meet the Beaverstreams, or do we call the whole thing off?
The $2 million question again. Okay, Phoebe, I'll arrange it. Excuse me a second. Hey, Finnegan, Miss Duffy, come here.
What's up,
yeah,
Archie?
Look, you two has got to help me do a little graft job.
Graft job?
Yep, on me family tree. Got it straight, Finnegan?
Yeah, I'm Lady Beaverstream.
Oh, Miss Duffy is Lady Beaverstream. You're Lord Beaverstream.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Okay, you may kiss my hand.
Now, look, Finnegan, this is no time to start getting clever.
Why not, Arch? I gotta start sometime.
Look, when you cut out the talk, just remember, you're Lord Beaverstream and you're a big game hunter. Quick, duck, here comes Phoebe now.
Archie, have Lord and Lady Beaverstream arrived yet?
No, but they should be here any announced.
Ladies and gentlemen, announcing the arrival of Lady Beaverstream and
safari.
Well, well, Lord Uncle. Welcome back from your hunting trip to Africa.
Thank you, nephew. Thank you. And I have a surprise for you. I brought you a stuffed hat.
Auntie! tell me, Auntie, did you enjoy Africa?
No, and I like Meadow Old England better. Faith and Bogota.
Your aunt is from England?
She went the long way around. Oh, Uncle, I would like you to meet Phoebe DePeister van der Smythe Smith.
Oh, I'd love to. Where are they?
She's right here.
Oh. You do.
By the by, Phoebe, this is me aunt, Lady Beaverstream.
How do you do, Lady Beaverstream?
Sure, and I'm likewise, Faith and Bogota.
See, Phoebe, that's an old English music hall act, Faith and Bogota. Made quite an impression on Auntie. Well, tell us about Africa, Uncle.
Africa? Oh, dear. Africa is a continent bounded on the west by the Indian Ocean.
No, Uncle. I mean about the hunting trip.
Yes, dear. Tell him about our trip to the land of the Hottentots.
The Wattentots?
The Hottentots.
Oh, yes, they crossed on the boat with us. Oh, they were a charming couple, very charming. You know, there was one thing I didn't like about Africa, though. The vultures. Ooh, they bothered me.
But Lord Beaverstream, vultures don't bother anything that's alive.
Baby dear. Uncle knows best. Go ahead, Uncle. Tell us more about the shooting over there.
Oh, yeah. Walter, there I was in the middle of the jungle.
Yes.
So I see this great big bird flying 1,000 feet up in the air. So I quick took aim and fired 2 shots. Bang, bang, bang.
Did you hit anything?
Well, how do you think I lost these 2 toes?
Quit kidding, Uncle. He's such a buffoon. What happened to the bird?
The officer, I took 1 more shot and brought him down dead.
At 1,000 feet? Why, that's marvelous.
Oh, it wasn't much. The fall alone would have killed him.
Phoebe, you'll have to excuse Uncle. He spent a great deal of time in the hot sun, you know.
Faith, and tell him about the time the lion chased you, Bogota.
What a bum Irish. Oh, yeah.
That's right. You know, some lions chased me up a tree, and they kept me there in the blazing sun for 6 days.
6 days in the blazing sun? By Jove, Uncle, that could drive a chap nuts.
Yeah. It didn't do them lions any good either.
Just a second, Archie. This has gone far enough.
What?
You know perfectly well these people are not the Beaverstreams.
What are you talking? They just come over from England. Here, I'll show it to you in a society page. Look, Lord Beaverstream, noted big game hunter, accompanied by Lady Beaverstream, have just arrived from England. And, yeah, now do you believe me?
Go on. Turn the page and read the rest of it.
Okay. I've just arrived from England and are the house guests at the home of Miss Phoebe DePeist. Ouch.
Well, goodbye, Archie.
But, Phoebe, wait
and
a minute.
Another interesting hunting experience that I had.
Shut up.
What's the matter, Rod?
On account of you being such a great hunter, I just shot $2 million.
Duffy's Tavern with Clifton Finnegan, Eddie the waiter, Miss Duffy, and starring Ed Gardner as Archie, and yours truly, Jimmy Wallington, has come to you from Hollywood through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.